Now, Margaret Mills is joining me once more, and I seem to recall that, Margaret, that you're off to Witham this week.
I am off to Witham. Yes, I'm off to Witham to look at some of the history of Witham in the past. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking particularly at the 16th century and the 17th, but the 16th century, it seems, Witham was the headquarters of a contingent of Flemish weavers.
Right.
Who came over to England to try and establish the weaving trade in Essex and certainly in the Witham area. And for a time, this was very successful. Witham enjoyed a bit of a boom.
Mm-hmm.
New buildings going up, more money in the town and so on. And if this wasn't enough, as we come into the 1700s, particularly around about the 1730s, it's discovered that there are medicinal spa waters in Witham. And so Witham sets itself up as a healing spa where people could come, drink the waters, bathe in the waters, and try and be cured of any ailments that they were suffering from. And of course, we always think of medicinal spas as connected with gout and people suffering from gout. And Essex, in fact, at this period in history, 18th century, was quite well known for medicinal spas. You've got places like Tilbury, Harwich, Misley, Woodford Wells, even. The clue is in the name, of course, Wells. And so Witham joins this number. And certainly into the 1700s, leading up towards the 1800s, there is a boom time for Witham. We're told there were grand dinners and concerts and musical events held in the town. And it becomes a bit of a social centre. I don't say it rivaled London or somewhere like Bath, of course, but it certainly put Witham on the map one way and another. Also, at this time, there was a big boom in building houses because, of course, if you're going to have all these people coming to Witham to partake of the medicinal waters, they've got to stay somewhere. So new inns were being built, lodging houses were being built. So a lot of investment in the town. And of course, some of these Georgian houses are still around that were built at this time. But sad to relate, it didn't last. Because as with all spa towns, fashions change. People moved off to Brighton or Bath or wherever, Harrogate even, and gradually the spa trade began to disappear. So, a sad ending, but for a time, Witham was a boom town.
Right, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week, a bit more about Witham.
Oh, right, okay, there's more to tell. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.